Have a person out there doing the business and working and creating value and doing things what they need to do, they deserve some respect.
It's been out there since the dawn of time. People don't like to feel like they got God.
Real smooth this time. We know the reach unsealed. That's my everyday life. Yeah. We know the reach unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reach unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and Q the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word.
What's going on, Notary World? Welcome back to another episode of Notaries Unsealed. I'm your host Q, and I got my guys with me, Mathurin and Uncle Griff. Say what's up to the people, fellas.
Hey, what's going on, party people? Folks.
Yeah, I guess we're both eager. I guess we're both eager to talk this week.
Yeah.
No, not really. But what's going on, folks? Hope you guys are doing well today. It's another week with the fellas. I am happy to be back. I appreciate everybody who reached out last week regarding the
You sure you're happy to be back?
Episode. Well, I'm not. Well, look, I'm happy to be back, you know, hanging out with you fellas.
Yeah, like you've been gone for on right. Vacation. Yeah, I'm happy to be back, man. I've been just sitting.
I talked to earlier.
I've been visiting the family down there in Haiti and everything. So, and they've been talking about the Notaries Unsealed podcast down there.
Hey,
Haiti.
You never know. They're probably out there listening to it. You know what?
It's like that. Seriously.
I might have to get us some listening to Haiti. Q, and I just want you to see if that shows up, because that would be interesting.
I'm scared to Google anything in the notary business anymore. I don't know what my name or image or likeness is going to be attached to right now.
Oh, yeah. Especially since you're a pimp.
I have decided that is a failure. I do not like it.
Well, you know what? Talk to Google about it.
Yeah.
Because they're the one who label you as a pimp, not us.
Oh. I know the whole pimp thing. It just gives off the wrong vibe.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Hey, you never know. You know that might bring you a new business.
I don't think I want that business.
The way you look, we already got enough notary pimps out there disguising themselves as legitimate. We want to help you people, and they're not.
Yeah, true.
I mean, because like if I was a notary pimp, then I would start calling my clients Johns. You imagine me going in the club, I was talking about, so I had a signer for this John.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Wow. Griff, what's up, man?
Oh, man, it's just so far this month's been pretty steady. I think I'm rolling at about 14, 15 signings for the month so far. For these first, 8 to 10 days, 10 days or so. It's been interesting, man. It's been interesting. Some different types of orders have popped up in here. J.G. Wentworth, and they disguised
it. J.G. Wentworth.
Mm-hmm. And they disguised it as a buyer's. Now, the fee was for $80, but I was like, okay, cool. And then instead of assigning it to me, they said, hey, this is what this order is really about. Are you cool with that? And I looked, I'm like, yeah, I guess so. I'll at least give it a shot and see what happens. And all it was, they wanted somebody to see if this person was available at the house, because they had a court case coming up and they couldn't get in contact with them. But when I got there, they're like, nah, they don't live here no more. So other than that, no, this week has been good, man.
I did a couple for J.G. Wentworth, man. You know, same situation. Just pull up. You know, they had a court. They were trying to get some debt settlements taken care of. And J.G. Wentworth was like, yo, we can get you a little bit more money.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. You know, they just want somebody to go knock on the door and make contact with the people that they're trying to get in contact with.
Yeah, that's it, man. And I mean, I keep telling notaries, there's work out there. And these signing, this is coming through a signing company. So the signing company is like, oh, you going to pay us to do this? Okay, we get a notary to do it. And then you turn around and be like, nah, I ain't doing it. I don't want to do
it. Easy money.
Yeah, you can't beat that. I think when I, a few years ago when I first started, you know, I was getting a lot of stuff from J.G. Wentworth and some other, you know, similar companies. And look, it was like less than 30 minutes, and I was averaging maybe $70 or $80 a pop, and everything was local too, so that's what I like it. Everything was within my area. Man, yeah. I was killing those things, man. Like,
yeah, and the guy was very appreciative that I, you know, took the time out to do it. So that might have been cold for, man, these other notaries ain't doing nothing for us. They giving us a hard time. So I was like, hey, if you need me, just give me a card. And I even told him, I said, hey, if y'all happen to find her, you know, and y'all need me to go out there, just let me know and I'll take care of it. And he said, okay, man, I'm going to keep that in mind.
The thing is, they will. And if the person that they're trying to contact likes you, they'll have multiple times that they need you to go out there and take paperwork to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they'll pay you the same fee every single time.
That's why I like it. That's why I like it. I did the same thing for that. For this one gentleman here, I went back to him, I want to say about maybe 3 or 4 times, and I get paid.
Yeah, I mean, and you got to think about it for them. You know, they're trying to get somebody into some debt settlement, right? So for them, any contact that they can get with this person that has a pending case, or, you know, they've got some type of, what is it, Chapter 11?
Right, Chapter 11. Yeah, for personal. 13 for business. Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, any way that they can contact these people, they're going to pay for it, because they know on the back end, they're going to make so much more money off of it.
So $80 ain't nothing to them.
That ain't nothing.
Yeah, and that's the key. Heck, I had one signing company pay me an extra $10 because they forgot to send me the check. I went out, did the order, and they said, okay, we'll give you a trip fee for this. I was like, all right, cool. Then I went back out and got it done the next day. And then when it came time for pay, I was like, hey, y'all forgot $60. And it was like, oh, man, my bad. We forgot. Hey, it was something mixed up with the accounting. We had an extra $10 for any inconvenience. And I was like, it really wasn't an inconvenience for me. I was like, I was just letting you know. You know, when I used to sit and see, that's why you save your emails, send them the email showing that y'all said y'all was going to do this. And they're like, oh, no problem. We got you. And they sent it, the next morning with an extra 10 on it. So I was like, bet.
Yeah.
And so, all that does is tell me,
oh my gosh,
I must have done something good for them to, you know, add extra 10 on there. And stuff. So I like that.
Well, true. That's good. If you was, it's a good thing you was in dealing with a company that has a net 90, then you definitely wouldn't get paid.
I know.
Oh, yeah, none of that.
Yeah, before we started recording, we was looking at some of these companies just talking about paying 45 business days. 45 business days.
Oh, my God!
I'm like, come on, people. I know y'all are getting them. Because one thing we do know is this in this industry. When disbursement date comes, everybody who's supposed to get paid gets paid, except for the notaries. So when they say the disbursement date is the 15th of March, that money goes out to all of them. And what I believe is going on, they just holding on to make sure all of their bills get paid. And then hopefully there's enough left over to pay us. And really right now what's happening with some of these companies, as the adage says, they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. So 45 days, they're basically paying us with money from some other signings that had gone through them. And not even something that we did. You know, Fred did three last month. I did three this month. And they're paying me off of Fred's money. And everything.
What just happened?
And that's, you know, and that's sad. And that's why I did that video a while back. You know, these companies talking about, all these people talking about multiple streams of income, and they don't have their own personal accounting together, which means what? When they start doing these extra companies, their accounting's going to be jacked up. And that's just the truth of the matter. And it's not throwing shade at anybody. That's just a true statement. If you didn't have your accounting together and your discipline to pay bills and all of that before you started your company, it ain't going to be a light switch and just turn on when you have a company. Then you'll be slack in your personal, but on point in your business. You're going to be slack across the board.
Right.
So.
All right.
So what we got on tap for tonight, man?
So what we got going on for tonight is there's no topic. Surprise, surprise. Notary on seal style.
More round robin approach, as they called it.
Yeah. So what we decided to do this week is come up with, everybody has something on the top of their mind that we all kind of, you know, would like to talk about. Just bring it to the fellas, bring it to the table. And we're all just going to discuss whatever topic we decide. We each get one topic. Well, officially one topic. We'll see where this goes. So Mathrin is disappearing on the screen right now. So we're not going to start with him. We'll start with Griff. Yeah. Griff, what topic did you want to bring to the table for us today?
Oh, man. Well, for me right now, what I've been seeing and been bugging me the most is, I guess, a two-folder, but it's all really one thing about respect. And it's primarily people not respecting other entrepreneurs' business from the standpoint they're making you feel bad about the way you're running your business, especially when you're not really doing anything bad. You're just not running it the way the way they want it to be ran so that they can extract money from you. So you're out here doing the notary business, and we'll stick with the notary business. And you say, you look at the business model, you see how the things are going, and you say, you know what? I'm cool with doing loan closings, but I don't want to do signing companies. I want to work title or vice versa. And really more so, the people who work signing companies get criticized because they're not working in title. Or you say, I don't want to do loan closing. I want to do general notary. And people make you feel bad about the decision that you've made for your business after you've done the research and they haven't been there to help you through the process. And that's
so clicky.
Yeah.
It's like high school, man.
Yeah. And people are like, well, you know, you're not doing this like we're doing it. So you and the money you're making isn't valid. And I'm like, stop making people feel bad about the decisions that they're making, because some of the people out here are very, very smart and intellectual, and they can look at this whole notary thing and say, you know what? This is what the notary business is about. Here's where I can make money. This is what's going on in my area. And if I do this, I can make the money that I need for my family. Because
hold on a second.
Go for it.
You said this is what the notary business is about. I think that's not the right statement. This is what my notary business is about.
Well, meaning when I say what the notary business is about is, here's what we're supposed to do as notaries, and then this is what I can do based on that in my business. Gotcha. So in other words, if the notary business is all about identifying a person, notarizing the signature that is being put on the document, it's not about all these other ancillary things that people say. Okay, so I can do wills, power of attorneys, estate planning, loan closings. I can be a person to go into hospitals or nursing homes, adoptions, all of these different things. So out of all of this that I see, what best fits me, my time, and my mentality right now that I can do? Not long. I might shift down the road, but I can do it right now. Okay, I can do these things here. And then people are like, oh, that's what you're doing? You doing it, but you ain't doing it the right way. And it's like, well, what is the right way? If it's bringing me in the money that I want to make, what's wrong with that? Well, you could be making so much more. Okay, but then that's when you have to say, is your so much more legal in my realm? If it's not legal, then it's a lot of trouble. So, and the other side is people don't have respect for other people's personalities. And since day one I've been on YouTube, I've experienced this at least, it seemed like almost once every 6 months, somebody is trying to tell me who I am isn't good enough. I need to be somebody else. I need to go ahead on.
I'm just curious who you're supposed to be.
Right. They're trying to say, because other male notary guys out here talk in such a, I guess, a, as they deem it, a non-aggressive manner. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
They lost their balls.
Some
I said it. Yep. Yes, I said it. I said it. Because you know what? Because here's the thing, man. I get so tired of just sitting around and not saying anything. Like, man, some of these dudes sound like they lost their balls. I'm sorry. Come on, man.
To quote Will. Well, that's because they know.
Yeah. But the thing is, and the crazy part is, nobody has ever told me that what I'm saying isn't truthful, isn't accurate, isn't helpful. They just say, I don't like the way you say it. But I'm sitting here, and one of the things I keep telling new notaries especially, I say, if y'all have, as a new notary, have respect for me and understand what I'm trying to do for the business. And if you got a group of people or person in the individual or small group who's willing to come at me or any other notary who has some years or some experience in this game and try to put them down, what do you think they'll do to you? Because if they don't respect me, how do you expect them to respect you?
Well, Griff, this is why I posed the question on Notaries Anonymous for those of y'all that weren't there, because I know a lot of y'all weren't. Notaries Anonymous every Tuesday, 9:30, by the way, Captivated YouTube channel. I posed this question, how do you like to receive information?
Mm-hmm.
What style works best for you? Because ultimately, when you're looking for a trainer, that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a style that's going to work for you to receive the information. Nobody has the secret sauce. All the secret sauce is in your state laws.
Right. Okay? Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I posed that question out there because I'd really like for people to start to think about this and have this type of conversation, because ultimately a lot of these folks are drawn towards personalities. And, you know, I've sat on Clubhouse, and I'll sit on a Clubhouse every now and then if I like the conversation, but it seems like a lot of folks on Clubhouse, man, I'm going to get us in trouble. It seems like a lot of folks on Clubhouse are talking like they're talking to children. And you see the same people in the same in the clubhouses all the time. You know, whenever something pops up on my phone, I'll jump in for a second just to see what the topic is. But you see the same faces in the clubhouses all the time. And it's just like, okay, why?
Mm-hmm. And see, what I'm, here's my thing. If you have a person out there doing the business and working and creating value and doing things what they need to do, they deserve some respect.
Yep.
But I see too many people, they treat other folk like they have, like, it's like, I don't respect you because you're not doing the business the way I want you to do it. They're not doing, you're not doing the business the way I want you to do the business. Uh-huh. And that's putting pressure on unsuspecting notaries, and it's confusing them. Because I honestly believe, and I've always said this, that each person I hear has the ability to figure out how to do this business for themselves.
Yeah, but they don't want that.
A lot of them don't. And then when they because they won't step out on faith and just trust and believe in themselves like they do in their W-2, they see, oh, I must go see what somebody else can do for me and somebody else. And then that's when they start getting confused. What I did was I said, let me go execute this thing first, get it under my belt. And then if I happen to run across somebody out here in this notary world, cool. And lastly, the way what we see in this notary social media thing, that's not the notary business. That has nothing to do.
No, it's not.
All of this stuff. Even look, the notary business is about us meeting with a human being and notarizing their signature on a document. It has nothing to do with the training, the marketing, none of that. That is not the notary business. That is not a staple or standard for the notary business. What is the staple and standard is that we take our stamp and our logbook and we go and meet the person either online or in person and we notarize the signature on a document. If you're not doing that, in my opinion, you're really not doing the notary business. Are you adding some trinkets to the notary business that depending on the person and their environment and where they're at and what you're actually offering, can help them? Yes.
Yeah.
But whether you have that or not, you can still go out here and do this business. You don't need my Google My Business, none of this stuff. You can find a way, because once you find that client that likes you and that respects you, they're not going to keep looking on Google My Business for you. They got you now.
Yep,
and you didn't even gone. And you didn't even look, if things work out well with an attorney that I just met doing a $50 HELOC, he didn't find me on Google My Business. He found me by me taking the order that was benefiting him and his family. He liked the way I operated, right. And he was like, do you do estate planning? I said, yes. We talked pricing. We've came up with a pricing that fits with his budget. And I was like, if you need me, call me. He said, no problem. He said, I got you. That had nothing to do with Google My Business.
Nope.
And you can make connections that way.
These are just tools. These are just tools to use. Google My Business, or it's not even Google My Business. It's Google Business Profile. Yeah. Let's refer to it properly. Right.
Google Business Profile.
Google Business Profile. Absolutely. It is just an additional tool to help you with your business. It is not 100% necessary.
No.
Will it help you build your online presence? If that's a way for you to get your customers, then yes, if that's what you're looking to do. It's all about what are you looking to do.
Yeah, because that's based on your, like, in your market as well, because there are some places where, you know, the population, you know, especially if you're in an older population and older crowd, they're not online looking for a notary. So, like, in certain situation and certain areas, you having a Google business profile,
it
may not help you. Like, you might be able to get more customers through word of mouth, you know, going down to a local shop, talking to people, letting them know what you do. But, you know, just like Q is saying, it's just a tool. You know, that's all it is. It's just a tool to give you an online presence, and you can benefit from it based on your market. You know, it's simple as that.
Yeah, and as I've shown on YouTube and proven over and over again, you know, when it comes to that, just so that way everybody's clear, optimizing Google My Business, there's nothing for you, or Google Business Profile, there's nothing to optimize. Just make sure that you have the correct information in there. There is no optimization beyond that.
Yeah. That's it. I haven't put any pictures on mine or anything. I got a few reviews, and that's it. Like, one person asked me, they said, why you only got, I think, 7 or 11 reviews? And I was like, those reviews don't make or break my business, in my opinion. I said, my business isn't based off of reviews. It's based off of me being there for people. I mean, I did a last minute signing last week, sent the lady the thing, sent her the link, said, hey, could you do a review? Never heard back from her. If she don't do it, that's okay. But what she has in her heart and in her mind, that Griff came, got the job done, and if she needs me again, she'll call me. If she never does a review, I'm fine with that, because I'm not going to let that stop me. Too many notaries are doing stuff, sucking up, kissing up to customers, which they can figure that out.
I got to get a review.
So I can get a review.
I got a review.
I got my review. But again,
I've got 150 reviews and my business is slow.
But then the question becomes, and are you doing what you're doing in your business?
Yep.
Because somebody has disrespected you and what you're trying to do the way you want to do it and made you feel bad about it. Do they disrespect you as a person, which then wants to stifle you from talking? And I've come across too many people who have tried to shut me down in this business. And then my question to all of them is this: why is it so important that Griff be quiet? Because if you want me quiet, you must got something going on that I'm exposing, and that will prohibit you from probably making some money off of people in an unjustified way. That's it. Next topic.
Yeah. Not. Hey, you know what?
dropping the mic like that.
Oh, man,
huh?
Griff.
Who is he think he is?
Oh, man. Jeez. Look.
And y'all thought I was sleepy.
Griff. Oh, man, whoa. Griff, I think day by day you're making more enemies, and day by day you're making a lot of new friends as well.
Bruh.
So it's crazy. It's crazy how this industry, I'm not just going to say just, it's not just the notary industry, because I see it in the real estate world as well. You know, people taking advantage of those who are new to real estate that doesn't quite understand the terms, that doesn't quite understand the formulas, you know, that don't quite understand the strategies. So I think if you was in the real estate industry, Griff, I think some people will probably try to take you out by now.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that.
Yeah, they would have been like, let's find out where he live at, and, let's roll up on Griff, because he's talking too much. But nah, it's very unfortunate, but at the same time, we have to understand that a lot of people out here in business in general, not just notary, that's what they strive on. That's what they aim for. You know, they want the constant flow of new investors, new notaries, new business owners, because that's how they are making their money. And which we have told you guys about it for the past, 30 episodes and right. Before that. So at this point, you just have to make a conscious decision on what it is that you want to do and how you want to do it. Because as long as you are allowing others to dictate your every move within business and your personal life, you will never have that freedom. You'll never have that true freedom of being a true business owner. You'll never have that freedom of being your own individual person, because you constantly need someone to tell you, hey, this is what you need to do. This is what you need. This is what I'm offering. Don't worry about what Griff's talking about. He don't know what we're talking about. He's about 95 years old. Come hang out with the new crew. So come here, Eli, come hang out with us. Let's do all this stupid dancing and jiving, bringing. Oh, you know what? Let me stop. but because you don't know who you are, and you don't have a clear vision of what you're trying to accomplish, it's always going to be easy for
you know where you're going to. Do you like the things sure don't. That life is showing you? Mm-hmm.
They sure don't. Like it.
Man, please stick to talking about.
Oh man, look, hey.
Stay there. Man, that's a good mahogany. That's a really good. That's a really good lane.
Oh, Griff, taking the bat.
Let's not try to get your crewing on.
Oh man,
there's no crewing for you, Griff.
Griff is taking it. Griff is taking it way back. But yeah, no, man. It's that's what it comes down to. You have to know exactly what you are trying to accomplish. Because one of the things I've seen, I think I've said it enough throughout the podcast as far as. One of the strategies that I use in real estate is wholesaling real estate. And, I've talked to people, I've shown them how to do the exact thing, right? And what they do, they go out and find someone else that's charging them, pay for something. And then they realize that the person is not actually there for them when they need that help. Like, I've helped a lot of people in the past few years, but I'm not out here looking for credit for it. I just want to help.
Mathern, people don't respect free.
No, you're absolutely right. They don't respect free. But
that is correct.
They tend to come back to the person who gave it for free when the person that they pay for not paying them any attention.
It doesn't matter. And they'll still pay attention to that person after they come back to them and after they do them wrong. They'll still go back.
That's the problem. So that's the problem that I have. That's why, I'm sick and tired of, some folks.
They'll make excuses. You want to know why? Because they don't want to feel like they got gat. That's why.
Yeah, but it's out there. It's clear. It's clear as day. It's out there.
It doesn't matter if it's out there. It's been out there since people been peopling. Okay, it's been out there since the dawn of time. People don't like to feel like they got.
So they just go
it's
back.
It's harder for somebody to admit that they've been lied to than for them to be lied to.
So they just keep going back and dealing with the same situation over and over again, knowing that it's not beneficial to them and they're actually losing money versus just...
Have you ever listened to people that get divorced and they tell you about they went through the same cycle year after year after year after year? Look at people in bad relationships. How many people are in bad... Look at the divorce rates right now. How many people are in bad relationships, have been married how many different times, and the last person that they choose to look at is themselves because they keep going through the same things over and over again. Yes, Mathrin, that is what people do. Let's stop acting like people have been great and people are just off track, like this is some new thing in 2023. No, people have been effed up since the dawn of time.
So how do we change that?
You don't change it. You don't change it. So do we even try to? It doesn't change. Stop trying to play Captain Save-A-Ho.
No, man, you recognize what's going on. And then you plot a course to navigate through it, around it, above it, or whatever. You figure out, okay, this is what's going on. This is where they're at. Got it. Let me go get my stuff together.
You let people do what they're going to do. It's called free will. You can't mess with it.
Yeah, but, you know, seeing, you know, people go through certain things that they don't have to go through.
The greatest idea ever.
You know, constantly seeing them going through stuff that they don't have to, and then... You know, they're always trying to reach out.
I need a Captain Save-A-Ho button. That's what I need right now. Bro, you cannot save people. Stop it. Stop.
Just stop it, huh? Just let it go, huh?
Name me one person that's gone out there and saved a bunch of people. And if you throw out there, you know where I'm going with that. I'm just going to tell you.
Ain't happening.
You can't throw that out there like that because that's a not sure. That's why it's called faith. Anyway, it's never happened. It's not going to happen. I think we as a people have forgotten the history of mankind and humans and man. Mm-hmm. I just dropped something on y'all, by the way. If you know, you know. Throughout the history of the beings here, this is the way it's always been. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you read the Bible, they worship the freaking golden calf.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
The golden calf today is called Beyonce.
Yep.
Oh, man.
They want something that people don't want to be great. They want to be connected to and worship somebody and idolize somebody or something that is great. And then hoping that
like,
that great.
Like, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Griff. You just said something, but like, do you, you know how insane it is that people vote for somebody to rule over them? Tell me who is going to give me my next set of rules to follow. Mm-hmm. Like, you weren't born here free of will to make your own free choices and to rule over yourself. Where did this notion come from to say, oh, well, I need somebody to govern me? You really think that people can save themselves? They vote for somebody to give them rules and regulations. Come on, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that right there, you know, once you do that, you know, you just lose all your rights.
You ain't changing nothing. Nothing is going to change. This is the way that it's always been. We're just in a time where it's amplified because we can see it.
Yeah. No, you're correct. And that's why way back when I realized when it's all said and done, after whoever gets in the office of president, governor, mayor, whatever, I still got to go out there and work and take care of my family.
You still got to do what you got to do anyway.
I'm obligated to do that because when you think about it historically, people were obligated to go and take care of their family because this is what they chose to have in their life. I chose to have partner in my life with children, dogs, cats, squirrels, grizzly bears, whatever. And I'm obligated to take care of them. So let us go take care of them. And people was doing fine on their own. And then they see another group of people. Hey, you doing good? You know, I can help you out if you need help. No, I'm good. But if you need, let me know. And we go live our life. But then somebody had the bright idea. Let's pull all these people together and control them for our own benefit. and let's make them think that they're missing out on something. The old story goes, there was a family living out there in the woods. They was fine for decades. And then all of a sudden, one day, the mail truck was going through and a Sears catalog fell off. And when they saw it, all of a sudden, they felt like they was missing out on things. But prior to that catalog and seeing all of the fancy clothes and the lawnmowers and stuff,
they ain't know nothing about it.
They was content and happy with their life. And
they ain't know nothing about it.
And it's the same thing with the notary world right now. You're happy with the way you're making money and things are coming along fine and you got money in the bank, taking care of your family, all of that kind of stuff. And then somebody pops up there and say, I made $10,000 and all I did was 3 signings in one month. And I'm making money. And now everything changed. Oh, wow, what I'm doing ain't good enough. Who says it's not good enough? Mm-hmm. Well, that person on YouTube, and they're talking to these people and interviewing each other, but they don't know you and your situation. No. You don't know them.
They don't know where you live. They don't know what the market's like where you're at.
Exactly. But because they said you should be doing something more than what you are, you say, okay, I'm going to do it. And then guess what? Over 90% of those people, probably 95%, aren't even accomplishing 1% of what that person said you're supposed to do by listening to them and paying them.
Mm-hmm. Now you're right. You're right about that. So it's.
And this is not to throw any shade at anyone, not one bit, because some of my dearest friends in this business, they fall underneath what I'm getting ready to say. And it is not to throw any shade at them at all, because they're doing what they got to do for their families, and I respect it. Ain't too many people doing full-time notary.
Mm-mm.
No.
Ain't too many of your social media people that you follow doing full-time mm-mm. notary.
No, they're not. They're not. No. No.
And like I said, I'm not throwing no shots at nobody.
But that's the truth.
But I'm just letting y'all know.
That's the truth of the matter. That is the truth.
That is true.
I got more people coming at me now for the notary business, and they telling me straight up, I ain't leaving my full-time job. And that was even before the turn of the market, because they like.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that, though. There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm not saying that. Yeah, you're correct. No, that's what they want to do. Okay, so that tells me there's a lot of people out here doing the business, but they're not fully full-time in it. And without even going through these scammers, what I'm learning is that a lot of them just don't have it in them to commit to it. They're not there yet. And it might take a couple of more years for them to develop the heart and the mindset and the business acclimate to get there. And guess what? I respect that. And I work with them and help them to get to that point. That's what I try to do on a daily basis. I'm going to help you get to where you can be in this business, running it the way you want, because that's the way you want. And you see it, because as long as it's helping you to make more than $0, that's a plus to me.
Yeah.
I agree.
What's your topic, Matt?
Oh, man. Look. I think we kind of little touch base on my topic when I was talking about the real estate industry and, you know, some of the stuff that I was experiencing. And Q over here, you know, saying we can't save everybody. So, that's where I was trying to go with is, you know, being the person who wants the best for everyone else, but you feel like they don't want what's best for themselves. And, you know, as Q mentioned, you can't save it.
As a matter of fact, run away. When you find somebody that you have developed, you know, some type of camaraderie with, and you start to talk to them and you start to care about what they got going on. If they're not willing to help themselves and you find yourself having the same conversation over and over again, run as fast as you can away from these people. They are draining your energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You are wasting your time. They don't love you. they may have love for you, but they don't love you, because if they did, they would understand that you were taking the time because you cared to genuinely listen to them and try to help them. And they spat in your face and said, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm going to do something else. But I hope that you're there for me to pick me up. Run very far away from those people.
Which which I've had that happen, in the notary industry and in real estate industry, which I've had that happen multiple times. At first, I just thought, I was trying to understand, the mindset behind it, why someone would be, be allowing themselves to keep going through the same thing over and over again, losing money, wasting time, paying for a training that's not needed. And then when it's all come said and done, you want to come back to the basic, just the basic idea of what you see is working.
So you can't enable people, man. And it's hard. And if you really care about them, walk away from them and let them fall flat on their face. Mm-hmm. Because if they don't listen once, they don't listen twice. They need to learn a hard lesson.
Okay. I got you.
A good example is, y'all know I love working with people, but one of the things that's a pet peeve to me is people calling me up talking about I'm scared. And they was doing that.
Right.
And I put out there, I said it out there. I told everybody, I said, if you call me talking about you're scared, I'm hanging up on you. Because I don't do scared. Griff don't do scared. And there's nothing that I can ever do. There's nothing no other individual can ever do to stop you from being scared. Because scared is an internal thing to within you. You have to come to a resolution within yourself that you will no longer allow that thing or whatever it is to be fearful, to raise fear in your life. Mm-hmm. And you have to move forward. You have to choose to move forward. I can share and give and this, that, and the other. You can have all the armed security guards, but the moment they leave, oh man, I'm still scared. When are you going to resolve within yourself that you're not going to be afraid? I can't do that. So when people call with, and now nobody calls me no more with that. I put it out and nobody, because I'm for real. If you call me,
God, if you listen, help!
If you call me and you start talking about, I'm scared, I'm click.
Yeah, but Griff, but that right there.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you,
we don't care.
But that right there requires a person to go through a journey within themselves, because a lot of people they are so used to having that support system, and when it comes time for them to make a decision on their own, they get just like you say, they are afraid, but they are not afraid. They know what they want to do. So let's get that out there. They know what they want to do. So is it more of like fear of failure that's causing them to say, hey, I'm scared, I don't want to take that leap? Like, what do you think that's causing them?
It's fear of the unknown. Yes. It's fear of the unknown. It's fear of being successful, because here's the thing about being successful. Once you become successful, you have to be successful.
Yeah.
Right. And if you've never had any successes before, that's scary. How do I be successful? I've never been successful in anything before in my life. I don't know if I can even handle that.
Yeah, that's
a lot. Yeah.
That's a real thought.
Yeah.
That's something that can hold somebody back. Like, well, if I do get successful and I do start making, does that mean I have to change?
Yeah. Just to maintain success, there's a level of effort. You got to drop friends, sometimes family.
Absolutely.
You
got to get
drop family. I sacrifice time with my kids all the freaking time. Like, I hate it, but I know it's what I got to do.
Yeah.
For the time being.
That makes sense. Yeah. I feel like that's why, that also contribute to, people falling back on being, being scared of them wanting to do something is because of that fear, the fear of the unknown.
Yeah.
And this is why I say you can't save people, Mather, man. Like, if you run into somebody, you got problems or whatever, ask them, what are you willing to sacrifice to get to where you are right now? If they don't say my life, they don't want it bad enough and you can't help them.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and there's a responsibility, and some people are afraid of the responsibility that comes with success. And a quick story. When I was a kid, I could have been a straight A student. And I would tell anybody, the reason why I wasn't, not because I couldn't have been, I didn't want the responsibility of keeping up with it. So if I made straight A's first 9 weeks, I did not want the responsibility of keeping it up for the second, the third, and the fourth. Because I said, well, what if I decide I just want to chill a little bit? And with that, the moment I chill and I go from being an A student to a BC student, I got everybody on my case.
What's wrong with them?
Right.
Why is this happening?
Yeah, but if I be a C
student. What's wrong at home? Right.
But if I stay a C student, if I just skirt the line and I just be a C, maybe a B every now and then.
Yeah.
Keep the expectations low.
And I get out and then I can, and my mindset was this. Once I get out of high school, I'm never going back. And then I can go and see what adulthood is really about and flourish there. And it goes back to what Kiyosaki said. Kiyosaki said in school, when you're minor, 17 and younger, and really even in college, he said, your grades is your currency. He said, but once you get out, it's what you know and your ability to go out here and make things happen. That's your currency.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to make things happen and your knowledge and all of that. So I said, I got to gain some knowledge so I can go out here and do what I need to do. And it works, people. It actually works.
The knowledge and experience, because, you know, once you graduate high school, they, no one cares about your grade. They don't care if you had straight A's. Unless you're applying for a college, you might want to ask you for your test scores or something like that. But to go into the real world, they don't care about what grade you had when you was in the ninth grade. They don't care about how many times you made the honor roll. That's something you, if you want to talk to friends about, you can. But the real world problem, they do not care about your grade. And I had to realize that too after I graduated high school, went to college, and I'm like, okay, so now let's see what I can do. Because for the longest, my plan was to, right after high school, try to go play ball. That didn't work out. Now what? Now do I just sit there and be miserable, like complain or how, you know, I wanted to play college ball. That didn't happen. Or do I get up and find something to do and, you know, start getting into a new field, get some experience. And my experience was into the protective field, the security field. You know, I started doing private security down in Florida. So now I'm getting all this experience. And I'm going through life, then I'm trying to figure out what is it that I'm trying to do. And guess what? Experience matters, people. Like, we're not trying to tell you not to go to school. If that's what you want to do, that's on you. But experience matters, and they don't care about your grades.
I mean, an experience matters when it comes down to using your stamp at the end of the day. And that's the only thing that could, and all of us have been saying, is go out there and use your stamp. Don't worry about your Google business profile. You know, Griff recently has been talking more about how he's been able to, you know, hint at his business or speak about his business just in daily living. Mm-hmm. I do the same thing, and I think Mathrin does as well. You know, it's not very difficult. But you need to just go out there and use your stamp. Doesn't matter if it's a closing. Doesn't matter if you're doing medical release forms for a travel team. It doesn't matter if you're doing something for a local electorate to some chair in your local government.
Right.
It doesn't matter. Just use your stamp, period. That's it. Just find ways. Griff listed a whole bunch of things that notaries can do. Just pick a couple and say, you know what? Let's see if I have any ends in my circle already into this. You know, a lot of folks think it's just loan signing, but what if you have an in with CPS, or what if you have an in with the adoption agencies? You know, you just pay attention to stuff, man. There's all types of documents out there for notaries to notarize. Just keep your eyes open. Make sure that your service is reputable and you do the best that you can. It's very, very simple. This is one of the most simplest businesses to run that you possibly can outside of like lawnmower.
Yeah.
It's cheaper than running a lawnmower business.
Better make some lemonade, have a lemonade stand.
Yeah, but think about that. It's cheaper than running a lawnmower business, but how many people out there have lawn services and they go out there in the middle of the summertime and they're caking up? You know, $50 a yard, $75 a yard, getting it done, doing 6 or 7 of them. But you want to get mad about stamping a document for less than $65?
Yeah, someone, you know, they won't touch it. They won't touch it for less than 65.
like, just think, people will go out there and mow an entire lawn. It'll take them 45 minutes to an hour. Make $50 to $75 per lawn.
No, it's sick.
In the middle of the summer, yeah. 90 degrees.
And they show, and you have respect for that person. Like, wow, they working hard, man. You made 65. Yeah, okay, wow, great.
Yep.
And then you go inside in the air condition, stamp some documents for the same fee. Man, they did that. What's wrong with them? They don't even understand my value. I'm worth more than that.
Yeah. Are you? Like, really? Are you?
Just you know, I'm doing the math right now. If you cut 7 lawn a day at 65, that's $455. If you do that 6 days a week, that's $2,700. And you can just do that in the summertime. You don't even have to do it through the wintertime. You can just pick that up in the summertime. Mm-hmm. But
now I know a lot of our listeners are older, and you know, we're not saying go out there and start a lawnmower business, right? That's not really our demographic here. But the lesson still stands true. Like, these people are out here busting their tails to make less than you, but they keep investing. And guess what? It goes from one lawnmower to two lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Two lawnmowers to now I got 3 lawnmowers and some hedges.
Yep.
Right now I'm buying a trailer for my car. Mm-hmm. Now I'm gonna run this for 2 years, and then I'm gonna buy a truck.
Constant reinvesting within the business.
Yeah.
Right, but nah, you want to come out here 2 months into the business and make 125, or you having a hissy fit, man? Get out of here!
Not only that, 2 months into the business, all of a sudden you were a trainer.
And now you're training people how to do it. Right.
Yeah. You know, breath smell like Similac. You still got Similac.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm excited about this downturn because it's going to test me as a business owner and me as a man on how I can manage through this. And I'll be honest, it is nerve-wracking.
Embrace the challenge.
Yeah, I'm embracing the challenge. Right? It's nerve-wracking. All of that, you know, when I don't hear, yeah, it's like, I mean, it's like, okay, man, I ain't heard too many orders today, you know, but then when I look at my thing, I say, okay, well, I have done 14, 15, and I got a couple that's already booked for next week. Okay. All right. I'm gonna just keep plugging away. You know, I got a Ron on Monday, you know, 300. I'm like, okay, I'm like, bet. So I'm gonna be getting prepared for that this weekend. I just go out here and do what I gotta do. I recognize and understand the times that we're living in. Does it mess with me sometimes emotionally? Yes. And when it touches me, I'm like, okay, now you need to get your hands off of me. Fear, get off of me. I'm going to work this thing. Everything's going to be fine. I recognize it. I know it's right there. But I'm not going to let it stop me because I have hope.
See, and that...
Mm-hmm, go.
And that brings us to my topic for the evening. And that's when you reach a plateau. You know, with building Captivated, there was a lot of momentum right out the gate. Mm-hmm. And it just kept going I launched the officially launched Captivated April 17th, but I had already started doing work for people prior to that. So we're looking at about a year right now of Captivated being Captivated. It was an amazing year. But then I've gotten to a point where it's like, where's the momentum coming? And it's a plateau. Mm-hmm. It's not that there's no business coming in. There's business coming in. Not as quick as I'd like it to, but it is coming in and it's paying. But now it's like, and this happens with business where you go through your ups and your downs, then you have stale moments, stale times. And it's being able to get through that and stay mentally strong enough to say, I know what the intent was. I know I've laid the groundwork. I'm at a plateau because there's a ground underneath it. So I've done the groundwork to get here. Now I got to walk through this desert for a little bit until I reach my next mountain to climb. Mm-hmm. And that is, man... The mental discipline that I have to speak positively to myself through it is something that I have to stay focused on throughout my day.
But how do you maintain that? Because I know you're talking about mental discipline.
I'm conscious of it. That's how I maintain it. I'm conscious of it.
Not everyone can.
I just told you how to be. You become conscious of it. You become conscious of the fact that, listen, business is plateauing right now. It's not going down. It's not going up. It just is. I am conscious of that. And so on days when there isn't a lot going on, I have to find ways to keep myself involved in my business. So I'm not thinking, oh, crap, man. Like, maybe this ain't going to work out. You know, it might be a week without a new client. And I'm sitting here like, huh. All right, good thing I got the stamp going still, because I'm still bringing money in. But let's do something to stimulate some more business, because I've come too far to just stop.
Yep.
There's no reason to stop. It's just a plateau. And it's like one of the hardest places to be, because it's like you really do feel all alone. Right, because you've climbed to a point that other people haven't climbed. Nobody else decided to climb up that mountain with you, or very few did. And then you start walking around, and you're like, crap, there's not a whole lot here right now. All right, let's continue to walk down this road.
Yeah. No, it makes sense, because I can definitely relate to that, because I want to say, maybe when I was looking at my my accountant, I want to say the January, I was looking at the amount of appointments that I had in January. Mm-hmm. And then I remember going through the same process that you just mentioning. You're like, man, I'm like, the last few weeks of January was bad. And then I'm looking at my accounting for last month. I doubled that. But when I doubled it, I didn't do it on it was not on an everyday basis. So when I look at the calendar, so 1 week of last month, barely did anything. Then the next week, I was busy, just from out of nowhere. I was just like, appointments. And the following week, it slowed down. And the following week, it's like appointment. And now we in a new month, and the first week, and like, I haven't had much appointment, but the amount, like the documents that I've been getting, what I've had to charge, I'm pretty much on pace to make what I made last month.
Right, so it's coming in a different way. It's not coming from value.
Absolutely.
You're getting the signings that are paying more.
Yep.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, when you're at a plateau, and actually I love being here, because it's giving me time to gain perspective. You know, there was a whirlwind where it was like, new customer, captivated, we got no reason to see it, we got all this stuff, we got YouTube going on. And it was like, okay, now let's take a look around and look at what you've built. And start to fine tune the machine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But stay, hang in there. Do not look backwards. Do not look behind you. Do not look back down that mountain. Just keep your eyes focused and forward, and have the faith, because at this age, I've been through enough things to know that this is only a period of time.
That is correct.
And I'm okay with that. I'm comfortable with that. A lot of people panic at that moment.
Yep, that's true. That is true.
And this is a time that you have to be the strongest.
You got to embrace the process. That's the biggest issue. Too many people don't want to embrace the process of being successful. And then they have the wrong definition of successful. Sorry. They're looking at successful as this person who is gotten to the point of fully and completely self-sufficient financially.
Yeah.
But before you can be concerned about being a six-figure anything, you at least got to be a four-figure. Make consistently $1,000 a week, $1,000 every 2 weeks. Start making that money consistently, because when you know how to make that level of money, it'll grow you into the bigger
figure.
One.
Mm-hmm. Even a three-figure, a two-figure. Before you got your commission, how much money were you making on a notary stamp prior to your commission?
Zero. Yeah.
So anything that you do with that stamp is an opportunity.
It is.
It's a place to start.
Yeah. It is. And I think folks don't set a weekly goal, you know, just like Griff was saying, if you make $500 a week as a notary, that's still a good thing. There's no need for you to look at it as a bad.
What's wrong with that at all?
5,000. I mean, 500 every week. That's $2,000 a month. That's still pretty good. And if you're working, if you're still working at W-2, that's additional income. So stop looking at what everybody else is doing, because half the time they are lying to you. Mm-hmm. Half the time they're not telling you the truth. Not one person is out there telling you that about the week where they didn't get one phone call. They're not saying that. They're just talking about all the weeks that they are staying busy. They are showing you they are out on the road all the time. They're not showing you when, you know what, this customer chose the next one over me, or if they don't thumbtack, this customer did not choose another company over me. They're not showing you the hardship. They just want you to believe that they are the best one out there and they are constantly bringing in money when they might be having ramen noodles one weekend, but they ain't telling you that.
Hey,
there's nothing wrong with ramen noodles, but I'm just saying, like, stop believing what people are showing you on the internet, because they are not honest.
My question is, why you audience, in your W-2 world, you don't just believe anything people say. Folk that work for you come up and say, hey, this is how we do it. This is what you're supposed to do. And you question every single thing because you say, you ain't about to get me fired. How do I know what you're telling me is true? But then you turn around and decide to be some kind of entrepreneur, and you get on YouTube and you get out here on Facebook and you run across somebody.
Oh, wait a second, Griff. Hold on. My favorite one is, that's not what my job description says.
man, there it is.
Here and you come across somebody and you don't even know them in any way, shape, or form. You don't even try to do a background search on them or figure out who they are or where they came from. And they tell you, you can do it and make that money, and you believe them. Why do you believe them so easily? I'll tell you why. Because it's already in you to look for the easy way out of making money. Most of you only want to be an entrepreneur because you're tired of where you're at. You may like the industry that you're in. You might like the work that you do, but you're just tired of the people. So you switch over and say, well, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. But then even with that, you submit yourselves to companies that want to make you a W-2 as an entrepreneur. You just want a different environment. You don't really want to do this business or any other business. You just don't like where you're at, and you don't know what to do to get out of it. So you think being a notary, $10,000 a month, will change things. You couldn't manage the $3,000 you got from them. What makes you think you're going to be able to manage $10,000 and not being a deeper financial hole?
That's a serious issue right there, not being able to manage money.
And I'll tell you what, man, you're out there chasing the money, chasing the wrong thing. Yeah, we all need money to live, but if that's what you're chasing the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Chase the experience, chase the journey. Money comes and goes.
Yeah.
It's frivolous.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. You can't take it when you leave.
nothing
that you have you can't take with you.
Hey,
I was gonna have my mortician. I'm gonna tell him to sew some extra pockets in my outfit.
Just put it in your pocket.
All right, and when the next flood comes, and all that ink gets washed off the money.
No, we can put them in some Ziplocs.
Oh man, that is
all right. So when the bugs eat through the plastic and start eating at that money, and that money ain't worth nothing.
Yeah, money ain't worth nothing. That's crazy.
As soon as you go, you can't take none of it with you. None of it even matters.
Hey, just like you say, you know, it's the journey. You know,
it's the journey that matters. The money's nothing. Money just gives you options. Money gives me the option to say, hey, I like that black Suburban. I want to go drive it for a couple of years.
You're right. You know, for the fellas, I'm going to say that. For the fellas that still goes to the strip club, just enjoy the experience. You can't bring the strippers with you home.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they make you think that you can.
You know, they are there. You know, you're there for the experience. You know, enjoy it, the moment. But as soon as the money ran out, You gotta go.
Same thing for you ladies in y'all male strip clubs. We know about them too.
I'm gonna bow out of this conversation before I say something.
Oh man, Q, like, yeah, man, sure, I probably.
Because I once was a young man with a whole lot of money.
Q was a stripper.
I was not a stripper, but I will say, depending on how you handle yourself in a strip club, once that money runs out, it doesn't always mean that the night is over.
Ah, look at that. And that's why Google have you as a pimp.
Damn it, Matthew.
They know about your past. They're like, yeah, oh yeah, we remember him.
Congratulations, you played just that.
We remember him. We remember them pictures he posted up there.
Throwback. Let's put up some throwback pictures, Q.
whoa, stop right there.
But I hope y'all understand that y'all can do this business. And yes, everybody needs help, but you got to define the help that you need, and you got to investigate and analyze and scrutinize who you getting help from. You can't just blindly accept all of the stuff that these people saying. I don't know what else to say. I'm telling y'all, do some due diligence for yourself, no different than you do for your W-2.
Yeah.
And if you do that in this business world, I'm telling you, you'll be like, okay, I don't need to listen to them. Listen to that person. Implement this. Don't implement that. Look, not a lot of stuff that these people say, and I agree, a lot of it is good and it's money makers. But the thing is, you got to be ready for that. You got to be in a proper mental state to add in another stream of income, to add in this, to add in that. I mean, that's why I'm just dealing with one, you know, like apostille. I'm cautiously optimistic about doing it heavily because it can mess me up on doing other things. I'm cautiously optimistic about just hopping out here on everybody's Ron platform because it can mess me up if I'm not able to go and be there for other clients that I have. In other words, I got to have balance. And that's what's missing for a lot of y'all. Y'all don't, you have balance with regards to non-entrepreneurial things. You have not figured out how to bring it over into the entrepreneurial world. And you think because I'm no longer W-2, it'll just automatically happen. No, it won't. You have to put in a conscious effort to do that. And when you do, everything will come out fine. And then you can stand 10 toes down against anybody who's telling you what you're doing in your business ain't good, ain't worth it. And you can tell them, shut up, go on somewhere. I got this. I'm making my money.
Like, who are you to tell me if it's no good for me? Who are you? I had this conversation recently with somebody. When you have put nights and hours into building what is yours, who is somebody else to come in and tell you that what you've done is wrong?
Yeah, I agree.
Especially if you've been able to support yourself doing it.
And especially if the next thing coming out their mouth, click my affiliate link for more information. You don't care about me. You're just trying to pull money off of me. Come on, get out of here. That's really all this is.
Right. You're trying to get me caught up into your little click. So that way I can start paying for conversations. Absolutely. Oops, it might be time to go.
Notary pyramid scheme. Y'all need to go check that video out.
Might be time to go, fellas.
Oh, man.
This is a great episode, man. I was shoot, man. We were flowing.
I think I might have got people mad. I said some crazy things. I can't wait to go back and edit this. I'm leaving it all in there.
Cold world.
This was a great episode. Griff had his eyes closed. He was talking like Stevie Wonder.
I wasn't tired. Now I done got tired. See, I started getting tired. I would just close my eyes and be talking.
Griff ready to go.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
Yeah.
Sound like you're playing, fellas.
Yeah.
All right, Griff, you got anything else to say,
man? Hey, look, y'all know we here for you. We got nothing but love for y'all to help you out to get to where you need to be.
Sometimes.
Yeah. That's all I can say. We here for you. If you really want.
We are here for you.
If you want true help, just hit us up and we will find a way to get you pointed and moving in the correct direction. We're not going to do it all for you, but we will point you in the right direction and be there with you as you make those steps to pursue that which you said you wanted to do for your life and for your family. That's it.
And Mather?
Nope. I'm all set. I think we said enough and we mean it from the bottom of our heart. We are here to help you guys as long as you are willing to help yourself. And also, don't forget, guys, I am looking for leads. So send me any vacant properties in your area at Mathurin Notary, and let's work together. I'll walk you through it. Then let's make some money together.
Awesome. And possibly on Friday, you guys might get a little treat on Fritter Friday if Griff and I can get our schedules to work out. Griff, should we tell him now? Or should we just... Yeah, let's tell him. So you're going to get Fritter Anonymous. Phrenonymous. We are going to run a Notaries Anonymous during Fritter Friday to give the great folks that participate in Fritter Friday the opportunity to call in anonymously into Fritter Friday and speak with Griff and I. And if Matthew would like to join, he is more than welcome to join. But we are going to be rolling out possibly this Friday. So pay attention to us on Instagram. I'm sure we will be announcing it if that is something that we are choosing to do this Friday. But know that that is coming, and I hope that you guys call in and talk that talk. Yeah. You know what I mean? Don't forget Notaries Anonymous on the Captivated YouTube channel, Tuesdays at 9:30. I know I keep saying that I got more YouTube channels coming. I'm sorry, y'all, man. When I got sick, I got backed up with work, and I've just been trying to catch up and make sure that all of my customers are happy before I move on to some other things. So I believe I'm just about all caught up with what I needed to get done for folks. And
well, at least you're caught up with me. That's all that matters. Hey, shout out to Q designed a website for me, and I greatly appreciate that. You know, shout out to Q for that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So, you know, yeah, definitely keep an eye out. Griff, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. We'll get it figured out.
Yeah, we'll run some tests. Yeah, we can run some tests. Put it on private and run some tests and everything. See how it flows.
Yeah, Fritter Friday Anonymous. Coming soon.
Yeah, it should be fun.
We'll
do it once. Once a month or something like that.
Yeah, it should be fun.
You know, I mean, if we're building platforms, we might, like, we're a team.
Yeah,
we should be doing these things.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
All right, party people. I'm hungry.
All right, y'all. Hey, love your life. Love your business and love yourselves. We out of here, y'all.
Hey. All right, now.
We know the reefs unsealed. Yeah, so out here living it right.
Go.
We know the reefs unsealed.
Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff, Mathurin, and Q. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah.
We know the reefs unsealed. This my everyday life. We know the reefs unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reefs unsealed.
Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic.
Took the game over, we home now, we soldiers.
Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast, you can't hold us.
We know the reefs unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reefs unsealed. This my everyday life.